You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is our show, License to Chill. I'm Hannah, aka aka Agent 009.
And I'm Elizabeth, aka Agent 008.
Yep. So it's pretty nice Tuesday. We have
fantastic
a nice
fantastic Tuesday.
Yeah, right. It's fantastic Tuesday. We're gonna start you guys off with our first song. Hope you enjoy it. I had never heard it before.
It's one of my picks. Shout out to my brother.
Okay, here we go.
Taking over. It's the new splendid lady come to go home. it's right when you die. Bold and bony. Dawn breaks like a bow through the hall. Never should have come, but my head's to the wall and I'm lonely. And if you tell her to me like a girl takes to him, I'd jump from my trees and die. We'd dance at the king in the eye, so the rest of our lives would be one. Godspeed, all the bakers are gone. They all cut their thumbs and bleed into their buns, turning now away. I'm looking on the goodbye for my doom never to find. Without trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to define. To me, like I'd dance like a queen in the eye, so the rest of our lives were fed well.
Hey guys, so that was No Sugar Tonight by The Guess Who, and New Slang by The Shins.
No Sugar Tonight was one of my picks. It was a recommendation from my brother. My dad has a very extensive record collection, of which this song is a part of. So I've heard a lot as a kid in our basement, just because it's cute. A clean song that my mom approved of, so that was my dad's go-to for us because we were fascinated by his record collection.
It's a really good song. I've never heard it before. And then New Slang, The Shins. That was one of my picks. It's come up on my playlist a bunch. It's pretty chill. So the next two songs you'll hear. That's one of my picks, one of Elizabeth's. So you're in for a treat.
Tone.
Welcome back, guys. That was exciting.
So those two songs were Go Robot by the Red Hot Chili Peppers and Icarus from Bastille. And so I think that Go Robot, it's kind of a cool song. It's like not the typical rocky Red Hot Chili Peppers. It's a little smoother, maybe poppy, but it's pretty cool.
If you couldn't tell, Hannah is a hardcore Red Hot Chili Peppers fan.
If you couldn't tell, I'm trying to discreetly put them in every show.
They will be in every
They will probably
show.
Be in every show.
Expect at least one. Same can be said for me and Bastille. Hannah's not as big a fan.
I'm not anti-Bastille.
Wait. Which was the one that... Okay, there's one song that's on the radio. Like, if
Midnight
on the time.
Something?
Oblivion? Is that the one? I played one, she was like, no.
The one where he's like, like, he does some weird things, and my sister always, and I always make fun of him.
Okay, yeah, but I suggested it, and I started playing it, and as soon as, like, 2 seconds, she's like, false, stop, no. So I was like, well, this one, Icarus, the one you just heard, has a very awesome cello line.
That cello line is, oh, it's so good.
It's awesome, and as an avid cello player myself, I greatly appreciate when the cello shows up in, like,
yes.
a cool pop song.
Yes.
So, yeah, that very, very cool stuff. So now you're going to go into our next two songs. Have fun.
We'll be right back. Like my mirror years ago, I
Hey guys, so the two songs that you just heard were Young Folks by Peter Bjorn and John. Actually, like, I've been listening to that song, like, for the longest time, and my sister and I, we would call it the whistling song, and one day she was like, hey, Han, like, what is that song actually called? And I kept Googling, like, that song with the guy who whistles. It's called Young Folks. Also, we weren't sure how to pronounce his last name. Yeah. It's Bjorn.
We had to Google that beforehand.
And then the other song?
You heard From Eden by Hozier, personal favorite of mine. And now you are going to have a fun fact time. A friend of mine is on our phone.
Hopefully this works.
Yeah, hopefully this works. We're going to put him on air, and he's going to give you guys a fun fact. Tina, are you ready?
Okay, here we have Constantine Dubashar. Can you hear him? Let's see.
All right, Tina, go for it. Let's hear the fun fact.
Can you hear him? Is he talking? Oh, wait a second.
Only sure. Wait, repeat, Tina.
Okay, we're going to have to say it. Oh, this is it's a little disappointing.
Okay, go again, Tina.
Okay, so apparently he's talking on the phone, but it's not working. So Elizabeth is going to say the fun fact, so he feels validated.
Okay, good fun fact, Tina.
Okay, it's a good fun fact.
Thank you very much. And he also has a song request for us.
No.
Tina, what is your song request?
What's the song request? Is he talking right now?
21 Guns by Green Day.
21 Guns by Green Day. Let's hope it's clean.
Courtesy. It's definitely clean. We both validated that.
Okay, that's good. Wait, I want to hear the fun fact.
Tina, give us the fun fact one more time.
Oh, no. I hope it's fun.
Sharks are the only fish that can blink. I can't even
Sharks are the only fish that can blink. Sharks are the only fish that can blink.
With both eyes.
No, do sharks even have, like, eyelids?
We're going to validate that fact.
Okay, we'll play 21 Guns by Green Day, validate this fact, and get back to you guys.
All right, thank you very much, Tina. All right, we'll see you later. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, guys. So that was a 21 Guns Green Day. Tino's choice. Yep,
courtesy of Tino.
So his fact was that sharks are the only fish that can blink
with both eyes.
With both eyes. Okay. So we did some checking.
A little bit of research. And it says neither fish nor sharks blink, although sharks do have eyelids. Something called a nictitating.
Oh yes, a nictitating. Membrane. So it's not exactly.
But they can close that on both eyes when they strike their prey. So you can think of it as blinking.
It's basically blinking. Interesting fact.
Very good. Thank you very much, Tino.
Wow.
21 Guns, courtesy of Tino. We don't think his voice actually came across live to you guys. Might be some technical difficulties or a learning curve on our end. So we're going to work on that. And eventually we will have that ready for you guys to actually call in. And now we're going to go into our next round of music. Thank you, Tino, for the for the wonderful Green Day pick. And here you guys go.
You may find yourself in another part of the world, and you may find yourself. Cool.
God then was blessed by the gods of me and you. We anyways for to find ourselves some truth. Ooh, what you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? We counted all our reasons, excuses that we made. We found ourselves some treasure and threw it all away. Ooh, what you waiting? And I see the gypsies roll. What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? What you waiting for? No, what you waiting for? When I dance alone and the sun's beating down, blame it on me. When I lose control.
Okay, guys, so those two songs that you heard were, the first one was Once in a Lifetime from the Talking Heads, and so that song, at home, my dad would always play, we'd always call it Friday Night Tunes, and he'd play, like, the music that he used to listen to on the radio.
Seriously? Friday Night Tunes
Friday Night dad? Tunes with my dad.
That's very
That
cool.
happened every Friday. We make pizza, listen to Friday Night Tunes. Talking Heads was, like, the headliner. That was, like, the main event. That was what we'd mainly listen to. There was some U2 in there. Like Depeche Mode. I don't even really know. Wait, but
what decade did your dad grow up?
I guess like 70s, 80s. Yeah.
Wow.
So that's that song.
I can see the influence. If you can't tell based on our playlist where the influence is coming from. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Second song you heard was Blame It On Me by George Ezra. Just a song that I like. And now you guys get the pleasure of listening to us read some PSAs for you. I guess I get to do this. Let's see.
Yes.
So you know what? Exciting. I'm actually going to make Hannah do some too. So I'm going to read one from the Red Cross, and then she's going to read one from the Red Cross. And hopefully you guys learn something about tax deductions.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I have to read this word for word, so don't judge.
Never.
This year, make a tax-deductible contribution that can change a life. Every 8 minutes, the American Red Cross responds to a disaster, providing emergency shelter, hot meals, and financial support to families in need. But we depend on your end-of-year donations to do this critical work. Donate to the American Red Cross before midnight December 31st, and help us bring hope to a family with nowhere else to turn. Visit redcross.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make a donation that will change someone's life. Well, you guys have 10 months to take care of that.
Okay, so, am I reading the next one?
Yeah, you're going to hear a next one. Second one from Hannah. Yeah, go for that.
Okay, guys, ready? Did you know that if a fire starts in your home, you only have 2 minutes to safely escape? That's not a lot of time. That's why it's important to have working smoke alarms and test them monthly. You should also develop an escape plan and practice that plan so everyone in your family can get out in less than 2 minutes. A home fire can strike anywhere, anytime, devastating families. But we can change that. Make your plan today. The American Red Cross has other tools to help keep your family safe. Visit redcross.org to learn more. Wow.
Wow, you had a lot more oomph in yours.
Thank you.
Sorry, next one.
No, that's okay. That's okay. We learned a lot. Okay. Next song's coming up, guys.
In a leather room, your pipe and slippers set out for you. I know you think that it ain't too far, but I hear a call of a lifetime ring. Felt the need to get up for it. Oh, you cut out the middle man.
Hey guys, so you just heard three songs. That was The Underdog by Spoon, The High Road, Broken Bells, and Psycho Star, King Tough. And let's see, Spoon, I actually just bought tickets to a Spoon, Beck, and Cage the Elephant concert in August, so that's
all
super
bands
exciting.
That you've heard on this show so far.
I don't know, have they heard Cage the Elephant yet?
I don't know if you guys have seen Cage Elephant
maybe
yet,
next week.
Yeah, you'll we'll get there eventually, I'm sure.
They have, okay, we're looking at our Spotify, and it says the album of Spoon, L just noticed this, is Ga 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 Ga.
Like, just five Gas. Five Gas. And we were like, what does one have to do? We'd be like, name like, your album, Ga Ga Ga.
What
like,
was
they were just
creation?
Like, guys, what should we call this album? And they were like, well, I don't know.
Maybe.
And then one of them had like, what if one of them has like a small child that just says Ga over and over again?
And
they're
that,
like, guys,
sparked
that's
some inspiration.
It. So that's the name of their album. But unfortunately,
we did some Googling.
Yeah.
It said something about they wanted to get it to sound like the song staccato piano part. I guess there's a
I don't know about you
piano
guys, but
aspect of the album. We don't know.
I play piano and it doesn't sound like ga 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 ga. At least not if you're doing it right. So
I don't know.
I think the infant child thing is a much
maybe
better
maybe that's definitely more accurate. Definitely that.
Go ahead.
Oh, well, I was just going to say that Psycho Star song, we were looking for songs to play, and I was looking through some of my playlists, and I found it in my happy playlist, and totally random, I was like, oh, what's this? And we were listening to it, and we were like, wow.
Wow, this is groovy
stuff.
This is
pretty groovy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so our hour is just about up, so we're going to end you guys with one last song, a favorite of both of ours. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, 4, bye. You know, I can't read that from here.
Feist.
And you guys are going to have an awesome day. So you guys are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Have an awesome Tuesday, and we'll see you in 1 week.
Hey guys, I know that we already said goodbye, but after listening to this song, I just remembered this story that my sister and I used to watch Sesame Street, and I guess the woman from Feist, or if that's her name, she came on and sang this song, but in like, it was like a chicken version, so it was like, 1, 2, 3, 4, chickens just back from the shore.
Oh my god.
And my sister and I like didn't realize that there were real words until we heard the actual song. Anyway, just thought that should be shared. You're listening to, WJRH 104.9. This is Licensed to Chill. I'm Hannah.
I'm Elizabeth.
See you guys. Bye.